film with Jim Carrey. The guy used to be in Taxi. Can't remember his name now. Oh, dear. I'm going to get told off for that. Never mind. Right, you're listening to Phoenix FM. It's 19 minutes past one. There was a major press release made last night by Thurrock Council, the leader, John Kent, basically asking the question, do they need, or does Thurrock need a civic theatre? His answer is obviously yes, is what is written. But the problem is with the Thameside that serious questions have been posed over whether the current 325 all-seater auditorium is financially viable. Now, the council claims that the theatre, housed with inside the Thameside complex, built in the 1970s, needs $442,000 spent on it just to bring it into a reasonable state. And John has also questioned the £345,000 per year running costs and asking whether something can be replaced by something bigger and better. Looking at the local press last night, the Gazette said the headline there was the Thameside is threatened with closure, while your Thurrock said the show must go on. Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Hello, Mike. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm fine, John. Thank you for joining us on the programme. That is the big question, John. Is this? I read your press release a number of times last night. Is this good news, or should we be worried for fans of the Thameside?
I think it's good news. I hope it's good news. I mean, you know, the council, Thurrock Council, the same as every other authority in the country, is in a really difficult position financially. We're having our budget cut by government over the next 3 years by £25 million. That's on top of £25 million that we've already lost. That really does mean that we have to look at every single service that we provide and everything we do, and that has to include buildings like the Thameside Complex in Grays, and it has to look at services such as cultural services, such as a theatre. So what I'm trying to do here is to be absolutely honest and open, to put the figures on the table and say, this is what we spend at the moment. First of all, do people still value a theatre? Do people still want a theatre? And if they do, what is the best way in the future of providing it? Is it by spending something in the region of £500,000 to bring the Thameside up to modern standard? You know, for instance, it hasn't been rewired electrically since the building was first opened.
Okay.
That'll cost £170,000 on its own. Is that the best way to spend the money, or should we be looking differently to provide a new theatre somewhere else in Thurrock? And you, Mike, you're interesting. You're somebody who treads the boards at the Thameside very regularly. It'd be interesting to know what your view is.
Well, I'll give you my view in a moment. But your opposition leader, Rob Gledhill, called it a small, outdated theatre that the council, not just but him when they were in opposition as well, just threw money at it, and it's not value for money. Would you go along with that?
No, I think small and outdated is, you know, kind of pejorative terms. I would much rather say that it's much loved and much valued by generations and generations in Thurrock. You know, I myself, I've been on the stage there, I've performed on the stage there as you have. You know, it's the theatre where I took my kids to see pantomimes year in, year out. It would be a real blow to lose it. You know, it's not as though nobody goes there, nobody values it, nobody loves it, because people do. So, you pose the question at the very outset, do we want to see a civic theatre in Thurrock? I do, and what I'm trying to do here is to set out the options very clearly, very openly, very honestly to see how we provide that. And I think that just saying it's small, it's outdated, we throw money at it, we don't need it, is a really negative response to what I hope is an open debate.
Okay, he's also stated that it's closed 136 days a year. Well, I mean, I can't actually believe that figure, because surely that includes Sundays. Also must include when, for example, an amateur dramatic company go in, they perform on the Thursday, Friday and Saturday, which means that the theatre is dark Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday while they set up and rehearse, etc., etc. So I'm wondering if that 136 days figure includes that, because I can't believe that it's dark for that amount of time, which is a third of the year, obviously.
I think you're right. I remember, you know, 20 odd years ago, putting films on there myself on a Sunday evening because it wasn't open on a Sunday. I remember jazz in the reception area on a Sunday evening. But now, as you say, very little happens there on a Sunday, and it's actually about economics. You've got to make sure you get enough people through the door before you agree to open it for another evening.
Let's discuss why people haven't been coming through the door, John, because I personally think that there have been some disastrous decisions made by your party and your predecessors as well, on three counts, on publicity. The decision to stop the guidebook, that is the theatre guide, I think it's published twice a year to and then sent out to everybody on the ticket list.
Yep.
That's now stopped, I presume because of finance. That has had a catastrophic effect on audience numbers. The closure of the box office, not only is it an important meeting place for some people, but it was somewhere to go and find out information about the theatre. And the worst one of all, and I know you're guilty of this, is the outside sign, which A, can't be seen in the daylight. I'm talking about the electronic sign. And it's now sort of a standing joke, really, that groups are going to put a show on at the Thameside called Lowest Council Tax in Essex, because that's what it says. It's a theatre that doesn't advertise what's on.
Yeah, I don't accept that at all, actually, Mike. I mean, the sign outside puts up a series of messages which include what's on and what's coming.
No, it doesn't, John. It doesn't say what's on that night. It says buy tickets and other what's, you know, it doesn't actually say if I'm a businessman coming in to stay and graze it at night and I think what's on at the local theatre, I don't know by standing outside the theatre, whereas every other theatre in the country will let you know actually what's on that night.
Well, if that is the case, and I genuinely don't believe it to be, that's easily resolved, and we'll just change the sign so that one of the messages it flashes up is what's on there, you know, that evening. That's easily resolved.
Okay, all right.
Most of the people that were on the mailing list, we now have email addresses for, so, you know, there are very few people who don't get the information they were previously getting, and actually we can use it to tailor the kind of information that people get much more clearly than we did. But you know what, Mike, it is actually a fact of life that the council does not have the money that it once had for things like publicity and publications.
I fully accept that, John, but I'll also ask you the same question. You talked about, I think, is it £37 million you've got to find savings this year?
Over the next 3 years?
Yeah. Now, let's just go to La La Land for a moment. Just say you had £37 million surplus. I know that's never going to happen, but yeah. What would you do? Would you be putting money into the Thameside then if you had the money?
Same debate. You know, I honestly think even if money wasn't an option, we would be saying, is a 325-seat theatre what we want in Thurrock in 10 years' time? Would we want something bigger? Would we want something different? Or would we want to put the money directly into the Thameside? So, yes, you know, what's brought it to a head is the financial situation. But we do have to make proper decisions about how we want theatre and cultural services in the borough to go forward.
Let's talk about the building as itself. Are you talking about just closing the theatre, or what are we talking about, the library or the museum or all three or what?
Well, none of them. I think that's the point. We're not talking about closing those services. You know, what we are talking about is whether those services are best kept in that building, which does need a significant amount of money spending on it, or whether they'd be better put somewhere else. So the library, for instance, could go into the civic offices in Grays, or it could stay where it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not about losing those services. It's about making sure they're in the proper venue, the best venue for them going in the future, so that actually we can make sure that we don't have to close them, that we can preserve them.
Some observers have said they feel that there's not really any love in the room, shall we say, from Thurrock Council for the arts, well, for the Thameside complex, really. Except you're an exception, John, and I can name three or four councillors that I've seen in the last 6-7 years who regularly attended the Thameside, but for the rest of them, I've never seen them.
Yep. And, well, you know, I don't accept that there's no love in the room, as you say it. I think as far as I'm concerned, and as far as the administration, as far as the Labour Cabinet's concerned, we are really pretty clear that we want to see a civic theatre in Thurrock. I think, you know, come back to it, the question is whether that is best served by being in the current Thameside complex or whether it's being somewhere else. And, you know, we start this debate. I really want to hear from as many people as possible on it. I've said very clearly that I want the Thurrock Arts Council to be involved intimately.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I do think that's important because these are the people that have seen the theatre through, you know, almost from day one. They're the people that use it the most. And to me, you know, they're very important and, you know, much, much valued.
I also worry, John, that the audiences have changed. You know, the area has changed. And this is not just true of Thurrock, but in other... The theatre audience in some areas has sort of literally died away. And it's always a struggle to get audience to come into a small theatre. They seem to be happy to pay £70 for a West End ticket. But there are some very, very, very good shows on at the Thames side. And I just feel people miss out, you know. And it's part of everybody's responsibility to make sure that the public are aware of those programmes that are on at the Thames side.
Yeah, and I really wouldn't disagree with that. I think the audiences have changed. Audiences have changed kind of up and down the country. I think there has to be that other question that says, you know, if we do have a civic theatre, is it there actually for the local authority to run? Or are people like yourself, Thurrock Arts Council and other organisations best served to the best people to actually get on and run it?
Well, that's a very, very, very good point, and I'm sure we'll talk about that later. Finally, just looking at the... you're talking about where else would we go? I mean, a lot of people are saying, well, let's just go to the state. You've got this huge, huge building there. But is that really financially viable? Is that even a worst case of throwing even more money at it? Because it's going to cost, what, $5 million or something to
get...
Well,
you know, I don't really want to get into the technicalities of it, but people have to remember that the state is a cinema, not a theatre, which means that it doesn't have a fly tower, so you can't bring the kind of scenery in that you need for theatrical shows. It doesn't have the kind of wings... where you can get people off and on quickly, any kind of volume of people. So it doesn't lend itself to theatrical performances. But, you know, I was at the new South Essex campus in Grays a couple of weeks ago. They've got a 300-seat theatre. Again, it doesn't have a proper fly tower, doesn't have wings. Mm-hmm. But it's a modern space, really comfortable, big seats, where I would love to see people like yourself, the Thurrock Courts players, putting on a performance rather than always going to the Thames side, so that you actually grow the offer in Grays, you grow the offer in Thurrock, so that you can say there's always something going on. If we don't like what's on in A, we can go to B. The other thing that I love about the new campus is they've got an outdoor auditorium. So, you know, they have like an amphitheatre which can comfortably sit 250, 300 people. It would be wonderful before the summer ends to see somebody putting something on there in the open air of an evening. I'd love to see Midsummer's Dream performed, you know, in Grays in the open air next year. I think by doing that, by putting on more and more, you actually grow the audience. Audiences shrink when there's nothing on offer.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. But I'll be frank with you, John. I am seriously worried that what will happen here is that finances will dictate that you will be forced to close the Thameside complex. And later on, there'll be some sort of promise to build something else or move somewhere else. And then later on down the line, it will just fade away. That is my biggest fear, that it will just fade away and you won't have the money to build in the future or adapt or whatever.
I think that is a realistic concern, and it's a concern that I share too. And that's one of the reasons that I wanted to put the paper that we're putting to Cabinet next week forward very, very early, so that we can start that debate, so we can have it all in the open. And it just makes it much, much more difficult for us then to try and, you know, have it quietly forgotten. It's there, it's public, everybody knows about it.
John, I admire your transparency. So the meeting is on the 13th, is it?
That's right, next Wednesday.
Okay, and perhaps you'll come back and talk to us after that meeting and see
any
what... John, thank you very much for taking time to talk to us today.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you very much. That was John Kent, leader of Thurrock Council, talking about the ups and downs and the pros and cons of the Thameside Theatre in Grays. If you've never been there, it is a beautiful little theatre. Everybody who comes there from who's never been there before, you know, and I'm talking about artists, go, wow, what a lovely little place. The problem with the Thameside, as far as I'm concerned, is that it was always known as Thurrock's best known secret. Well, that's no good. They don't want to be their secret. They want it to be very, very well known. But anyway, we'll keep you up to date on what happens there, because that is a big news story, and I think personally it'd be a tragedy if it closes, unless of course they build a great big brand new one next door, which I don't think is going to happen. Let's do these.
Hitting the headlines first for your area. This is Phoenix FM.
These are the top stories at 1:30. Boris Johnson says he will...